James Turrell is one of my favorite living artists, but he makes being a fan kind of tough. Most of his work is in places you can't get to easily, like a remote Japanese island and, most famously, below an extinct volcano in Arizona. His main medium is natural light, and what he does with it is extraordinary and sublime and hard to photograph. But this summer has been a great one for Turrell's fans. LACMA in Los Angeles, Houston's Museum of Fine Arts, and the Guggenheim in New York City are all showing works by Turrell. It's the biggest art event of the summer. His main installation at the Guggenheim is called Atten Rain. Studio 360's Rachel Lewis Kriske braved the long line to get in and see it.
Have you ever taken a moment to really think about light? That's what the artist James Turrell is all about. Turrell is a light and space artist. He creates structures that contain light the same way a cup holds water. He makes it almost tangible. This summer, three museums across the country are showing Turrell's mind-bending art. At the Guggenheim in New York, he's created an installation called Atten Rain, in reference to Aten, the Egyptian sun god. The piece encourages visitors to think about light and color in new ways. Maybe that's why Atten Rain is so difficult to put into words.
Awesome doesn't even describe it. Awesome is a trite word.
I'm not sure that it would bear description. It seems impossible to sort of maybe bridge the gap, and maybe that's the poetry of the experience, you know? So.
Yeah, it's the subtlety of it that's really hard to capture. We all probably take something different from it, so it's hard to explain.
Nat Trotman is an associate curator at the Guggenheim.
So all of James Turrell's works are very personal. They all address each of us individually through our bodies, through our senses. But many of them also gather people together in a more communal setting. And the piece at the Guggenheim is probably the most large-scale communal atmosphere of perhaps any of his works.
When you walk into the Guggenheim, you expect to see Frank Lloyd Wright's famous central rotunda. But what you find is that Turrell has covered the spiraling walkway with layers of enormous glowing rings. The best way to experience Atten Rain is to actually lie down on the floor and stare up at the ceiling. What you see is a stunning cone of light that saturates the space in vibrant colors.
Just amazed by the intimacy of the space in here. It's a totally different experience than walking into the Guggenheim as you usually do. It doesn't seem like the same space.
It's very natural. You don't really feel that it's striking at the beginning. It kind of comes down upon you in a very subtle way, which is, I think, the best part about it.
And then I think especially to walk into a museum and have everyone laying on the floor, just staring up, it kind of was so communal an experience. And, like, you know, I was sitting there turning to someone like, oh my God, did you just see that?
Looking at Atten Rain is kind of like cloud watching. Everyone sees something different. A layered lampshade, the rings of Saturn, a kaleidoscope.
I think it reminds me maybe of the snail shell or maybe Sydney Opera House, perhaps, or even sometimes the color cards when I go color matching in the paint shop.
In some ways, especially when it's blue, it reminds me of a really quiet aquarium.
It was kind of like inhaling and exhaling colors.
Turrell and his lighting team programmed the installation to shift through the full color spectrum over the course of an hour. The colors change slowly and subtly, a process that plays tricks on the eye.
First, I was just there looking at the color. And I was like, wait, is that color changing?
We talked a lot about how different colors were making us feel, so... Like, some of the lighter colors, you felt like you were going towards the ceiling. There was one point where it felt like we were very claustrophobic because it was a darker gray color and everything was kind of closing in.
What struck me about his work, knowing nothing about him before, was that it's almost like he's painting with light. That, you know, he's taken colors and just shown them to me in a different way that I wouldn't have expected or have seen anyone do before.
I'm there trying to figure out what I think about the light and how it's affecting me. So it's much more... in a very narcissistic way, about me, and I'm not trying to figure out what he's doing, I'm trying to figure out what I'm thinking.
When you step out, you do have sort of a weird thing going on with your eyes, sort of a lingering after effect.
We both held on to each other to stand up for a second. It was like, oh wow, standing up. redo, reset.
It's hard to walk away from Mountain Rain. And even hours later, something about the piece stays with you. A sense of contemplation, and maybe a new perspective on light. Again, Nat Trotman.
What I hope people will experience in the piece is some sense of calm and a moment that they can meditate and reflect individually, but at the same time sort of share this experience with the other people in the room, and that they'll have this common experience that they will share forevermore.
Our story was produced by Rachel Lewis-Criskey, Mark Sheely, and Ellen Mayer. The James Turrell shows in New York and Houston are up until late September. The one in Los Angeles runs through next April. You can see a slideshow of some of James Turrell's work at studio360.org.